Chapter 2.
After spring soft rain is done, at waning of the moon, 4 dry solid days of sun will bring forth growth and bloom.
Drog Spearbach, cellar-keeper of Redwall Abbey, passed the soft head spikes of Egbert and Flobert, his little grand hogs.
Well said, young'uns, you finally got it right.
Squinching her snout and tugging at her grandfather's heavy cellar apron, Flobert, the inquisitive one, piped up.
But, Grandad, we ain't growthed and bloomed. I'm still only little, and so is Egbert. Why is that?
The stout old hedgehog winked knowingly at his grandson.
Come on, Egbert, you tell her why.
Egbert sucked the tassel of the girdle cord that circled the waist of his smock, pondering the answer.
Cos us isn't vegetables. We hedgehog, not plants.
Drog chuckled until his stomach wobbled. Rummaging 2 candied chestnuts from his apron pockets, he gave them 1 each.
You've got a brain neath those spikes, young hog.
The hog babe sat either side of the grandfather on an upturned wheelbarrow in the orchard, enjoying the late spring noontide sun. Drog spread both paws, gesturing around and about.
See all that? Well, that's growth and bloom for you. Plants, grass, fruit and flowers springing up like wildfire after the rains. Come midsummer, we'll be up to our spikes in apples, pears, plums, dams and strawberries, blackberries and all manner of berries. Look at the salad crop over yonder by the red currant hedge. Radish, cucumber, cress, scallions, lettuce. Ready for gathering in, those are. Remember this, my little uns. You be planting stuff in the earth and it'll grow quick-like. Save for the great trees like those in Mossflower Wood. They grow slower, stronger, just like us creatures, though trees live much longer than we do.
Both little hedgehogs sat listening as they munched candied chestnuts. Drog expanded his lecture, telling them of their heritage, Redwall Abbey. He loved the place with a fierce pride, which he communicated to them.
Plants, trees and creatures, they come and go sooner or later. Not this old abbey, though. Look at all this wonderful red sandstone. Shines like dusty pink roses in late noon sun. No beast who comes wanting trouble can pass those big rampart walls of the main gate with a little gatehouse beside it. I couldn't even guess how old our great abbey building is. Bell tower, gables, columns, great hall, cavern hall, kitchens, dormitories and my cellars too. They must have been here forever and a day.